Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 17th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one, talking about a person who ate Truma, and whilst the Truma is in his mouth, he finds out, he's osur to eat Truma, he's not allowed it. V'chulam, all the cases that we mentioned, the previous Mishnah, such as a woman who was a daughter who was married to a kohen and thought she thought she was still married and was eating truma, or an avid kanani who thought he was still under the ownership of a kohen which allows him to eat truma. All of these people shahosa truma b'soch p'em, that they already had truma in their mouths when they were being told, "Oh, your husband died, or your master has sold you to Israel," and now they've got truma in their mouth. What can they do? Shall I spit it out? Shall they swallow it? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yivlo. Rabbi Eliezer says, swallow it and pay the Keren V'Chomesh, as he held in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yishua Omer Yiflutu. Rabbi Yishua says, no, you have to spit it out of the mouth. Now, there is a machlokes as to whether Kulam refers to all the cases we mentioned. Some say that it refers to only the case of the woman and the avid Kanani. The reason being, they started eating when it was mutter for them to eat it. Therefore, when she was married to the Kohen, she was allowed to eat it. The Eved Kanani was owned by a Kohen, he was allowed to eat it. Now something happened to make them osur. But because they started beheter, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can finish off what's in your mouth. They can finish off. But if a Kohen finds out that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, which means he was a product, he's a chol from birth, that means he never was able to eat it beheter, he was never permitted to eat it, the truma, then even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that he should spit it out. That's how some mafarshim learn. Other mafarshim say, no, kulam refers to all the cases, as the simple pshat of the Mishnah seems to be. That even a kohen who finds out he's a cholol, Rabbi Eliezer holds, he should swallow what's in his mouth, and the reason is because there's a halacha, lo'us kibalua, chewing is like swallowing. Since chewing is like swallowing, therefore, since he's chewing it, we say it's as if he's already swallowed. Rabbi Yishua, however, holds that we don't say that chewing is like swallowing, and therefore, you can't say that. That's how some explain the reason. Similarly, Omrulai, what happens if, continues the Mishnah, what happens if they tell a kohen who's got truma in his mouth that nitmesa, they say, you've become tame. Or the nitmesa truma, or they say, oh, the truma that's in your mouth, you know, it became tame. And it's also for you to continue eating it. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yivla. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says they can swallow what's in their mouth. Rabbi Shomer Yiflot, yes, to spit it out, for the same reason that we mentioned previously. That Rabbi Eliezer says he swallow it because they're eating it behetri, continue it, and he has to pay Keren V'Chomesh. According to Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they have to spit it out. The halacha is, in these cases, like Rabbi Yeshua, that in each case, Yiflot, yes, to spit it out. This is all in a case where they say, now you became tame, whilst he was in the middle of eating it, the truma. Or they say, the truma, the person became tame now, or the truma just became tame now while it was in his mouth. But what happens if they come and they tell him, says the Mishnah, tame ho yiso? They say, you were tame even before you started to eat this truma. Or they say, the truma was tame before you started to eat it. That means, lachatchila, in the beginning he was eating it in the state of Israel. Or they say, or he finds out, this is not a kohen, this is an ordinary person who's eating truma. This is a person who's eating, and it's not truma, he's eating produce that no truma maises have been taken. We call it tevel. Chas v'shalom, that's punishable by a mizvah l'shamayim, eating tevel. And he's eating it. But umaisarishan shaloi nitla trumasai, or was found out that he's eating maisarishan, that's the Levi's portion, that the truma wasn't taken from that. The law of the Levi has to take a tenth of that and give it to the kohen, and it wasn't done. Or he's eating maisarsheni vekta shaloi nifto, he's eating these products which are meant to be redeemed. Maisarsheni has to be redeemed if you're eating it outside Yerushalayim. Hektish has to be redeemed anywhere. It's also to eat it otherwise. Well, in all these cases, it was also before he started eating it. Or he tasted the taste of a worm. This is talking about a kohen who was eating truma, and he felt it like a worm there, and it was disgusting. In all of these cases, everyone agrees, harza yiflot, he has to spit it out. In all the cases, because lechatchila, right from the start, it was osur for him to eat, such as in the kohen who was tamei or the truma that was tamei. And in this case, even Rabbi Eliezer is agreeing that he should spit it out and not belea, not swallow it. And by the way, the Mishnah brings us another halacha that one who eats truma and felt the taste of a worm in his mouth, since a person is disgusted by such a thing, there's no shaila about spitting it out, and we're not worried about hafsid truma. We're not worried about there's a halacha, you're not allowed to spoil truma, you're not allowed to waste truma. But here there's no shaila, you can do it. Mishnah Gimel. The halacha is that when you have fruits of tevel, the untithed, and they're on their way, he's taking it, these fruits of tevel, untithed produce, he's taking it to his house, even though they're already finished the processing of whatever has to be done, they've reached already what's called gemar melacha, and they need now to be tithed, maisus and truma has to be taken from them, until it gets into the house, or until it gets into the chotzer, into the yard, into a private property, he allowed to eat a casual snack, achilas arai. Once it enters the house, it becomes what's known as kavua. It becomes now fixed for maestros, and you cannot even have a snack from them, nothing at all, until you separate septrumus and maestros. This applies not just to a house, entering a house or entering a chotzer, but this also applies if one enters the day of Shabbos. Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, will now make all the produce that's untithed, that's finished gemar melacha, that's already, it'll make it kavua for maaser. So you can't even have a casual snack from it, from this on the Shabbos. What happens? Our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where he's eating a casual snack, where he was allowed to, and he was outside the chotzer, he was outside the private property. Or it was before Shabbos came in. He's eating it Friday afternoon. And whilst he's eating it, he entered the chotzer. Once he's eating it, Shabbos came in. What happens now? And now he can't even have a snack from Hoya Oichel Bashkel, a person who was eating off grapes, off a cluster of grapes, and he was having a casual snack, and it was in a garden, it was not in a private chotzer, not in a living area. V'nichnas min agin al chotzer. And now he's going, he was eating all the way along the garden, and now he entered the chotzer. And as we said before, the chotzer, a private courtyard, a private yard now, will kaveil a maisa. We'll make it now fixed for maisa. You can't even have a snack now, a casual. What does he do now? Can't even have a chilas arai. Rabbi Eliezer omer yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says you can finish it off. Now, when he says finish it off, there's two different opinions, but some say yigmar means finish it off, but go outside the chotzer. Don't stay in the chotzer, go outside. But you walked in and it was kaveil, it doesn't matter. You started it in a state of hatter when it was permitted for you. You can continue it, but just go outside the chotzer. In the chotzer itself, even Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't do it, because knowingly that you're in a chotzer, you can't do it, because a chotzer is kaveil maaser. It will fix the produce to make it now also to eat even the snack. Rabbi Shuamer lo yigmar. Rabbi Shua says, no, don't finish it. He says, once you've entered the chotzer, you cannot even finish off the snack that you started, even if you go outside the chotzer, until you take the maaser from it. Because the chotzer itself is kovei al maaser. It's like a house, like a private property. Similarly, choshcha leila Shabbos, if a person was eating it on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and it got dark, and now Shabbos is kovei al maaser. You cannot even have a snack. Rabbi Eliezer am yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says you can finish it. Now, he doesn't mean on Shabbos. On the Shabbos itself, Rabbi Eliezer says no, but he means on Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, not even once a Shabbos can you eat it until you take Maisa from it. Because once its Shabbos has entered, it's kaveyed for Maisa. There is an opinion. We've learned so far, according to the way the most Mepharshim learn, some Mepharshim learn in the Yerushalmi, that when Rabbi Eliezer says finish it, he says he's so lenient, he says you can finish it even in the Chotzer or even on the Shabbos. That's how some Mepharshim learn the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer.